Our study this morning is entitled, A Strange Sermon. Well, what is strange or unfamiliar to one person may be acceptable or familiar to another. Here's an example. If we were to go to another country, no doubt we would find a strange culture from what we're used to. We're going to notice different dress, perhaps, and the food we're going to eat is going to be different than what we're used to, and certainly a language may not be our own that's in that country. So strange things can be both good and bad. As this is an example where homosexual behavior is strange and is sinful. Now, some people don't see it as strange anymore, but it is. And you know, being baptized for the remission of one's sins is strange to most people, but it is a command from God. And those that are practicing homosexual behavior and other perversions, they can be forgiven by obeying the gospel and doing something that might be strange to a lot of people, but it's a command from God, and that is to be immersed into a watery grave for the remission of one's sins after having, of course, repented and confessed that Jesus is the Christ, of course, starting with belief from the Word of God. Now, we can find the word strange used throughout the Bible. And that which is strange to God is unacceptable, but that which is strange to man may be acceptable and even required by God. So let's begin our study in just a moment. Hello, I'm Bob Hawkins, and for the Morgan Street Church of Christ, we welcome you this morning to Preparing for Eternity. And as we remember the initials PFE, let's put that to use every day, realizing that's the most important thing we could be doing. Now, we want to take this opportunity to invite everyone to join in with us here at 540 East Morgan Street, right here in Martinsville, as we study, of course, God's Word in our Bible classes. And then as we assemble together to worship God, we're striving to do so in spirit and in truth, that is, with a proper attitude, but also in accordance to the New Testament pattern which God has given us in His Holy Word. And that would be John 4:24. Now, something we want to mention is if you're interested in having a Bible study, please let us know. We look forward to those opportunities, and we'll set that up at your convenience. And we're always glad to answer Bible questions you may have. We appreciate your comments, positive or negative. So again, you can write to us. That's 540 East Morgan Street, Martinsville, Indiana, 46151 is our zip code, our office phone number, area code 765-342-6027, and our website address www.morganstreetchurchofchrist.org. Now, one other thing we want to mention, and that is the fair booth that we're manning this year in the Merchants Building. We look forward to meeting you, and please tell us that you listen to the program and what you think. And, of course, it would be really good to meet our listeners. And we have Bible correspondence courses available and other free Bible materials. And I emphasize free, of course. And that is July the 5th through the 12th. That's the fair, the Morgan County Fair will be here in Martinsville. And we look forward, of course, to seeing a lot of people there as they go by our booth and hopefully stop. Now, let's get to our study this morning, and that would be a strange sermon, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program. So the first strange point we're going to look at in God's Word is that which is unacceptable. Strange gods. 1 Samuel 7, verse 3. Let's notice. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, If ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. And this, of course, was after they had returned the Ark of the Covenant. Now, God has never authorized mankind to serve other gods. Of course not. Exodus 23 through 6, it was in the Ten Commandments. All other gods are false. And I use little g there. How many today are devoted to strange gods? Well, here's the point. When God is not first in our lives, then whatever else is first has become our God, little g. And notice in Matthew 22, verse 36, Master, what is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is likened unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, notice Matthew 6, 24 in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus said, No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And now let's go to Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. The inspired Apostle Paul penned those words to the churches of Galatia. And then as you go to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, we'll note this, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, which giveth us richly all things to enjoy. So if we trust riches, that's a false god, isn't it? Little g. Certainly. Notice James 4, verse 4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Well, we don't want to be the enemy of God, certainly not. So let's prepare ourselves in realizing God must come first. And there's to be no other gods, period. We are to worship God as He would have us to, as we always mention at the start of the program. We strive to do that here at Morgan Street, to worship God with a proper attitude and in accordance to the New Testament pattern, John 4:24. Now, Psalm 44:20-21, let's notice. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to a strange god, little g, shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. God knows every thought that we have. Well, what do we think about that? Let's go on. Again, something that is unacceptable and strange would be incense or fire that was forbidden. Exodus 39, ye shall offer no strange incense thereon, nor burnt sacrifice, nor meat offering, neither shall ye pour drink offering thereon. Well, what did we find with Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, the high priest, in Leviticus chapter 10? And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. We're not to go beyond what God has authorized. And they did just that. Verse 2, here's the results. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. That is telling us what God means, what he says. And we need to certainly stay with the authority of the scriptures. How many today are offering strange, unacceptable worship to God? What is not authorized by the New Testament is unacceptable. We need to understand that, and it's not difficult. Man's mechanical instruments of music, they're not authorized, and therefore that's strange worship. It's unacceptable, vain worship. We are to sing and make melody in the heart, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. As you note in Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, we're not to add to what God has stated in his holy word that is specific. Sing. If God said make music, you could do a lot of different things to make music, but since he was specific about it, sing is that specific command. That's what we stay with if we're going to please God. So let's be sure we're doing that. And something else I want us to look at here is 1 Timothy 2:11-15. You have a number of situations today, and certainly you see this in some denominations, and now it's crept in the Lord's church, with women taking a lead in the worship service when men are present. That's not authorized, therefore that's strange worship. It's unacceptable to God. Notice 1 Timothy 2 and verses 11 through 15. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not a woman to teach nor usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed and then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. So we need to understand that the woman has a role that God gave her, and the man has a role that God gave him, and we're to stay with those roles. And that doesn't mean that we're unequal. No, sir. God loves women just as well as he loves the men. He loves us all and gave his only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sins. Let's not think that there's any respecter of persons with God, for there is not. And we should know that. Now, the point is, you see, we are to stay with the authority of the Scriptures, and the men are to take the lead in the worship services. Now, of course, the women sing. And if one responded to the invitation of the Lord, they're going to give the statement that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. So the silence there is not saying they cannot sing, and certainly they can make the good confession unto salvation. But it's not to take the lead when men are present. Now, if it's only women, that would be a different situation. Certainly the women, the ladies, teach the children. But when they're getting to the age of accountability, they need to be taught by the men. Now let's go on. And this would be Proverbs 5:3. Another unacceptable, strange situation is this. For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. Well, this is strange women, seduction. Satan is able to utilize this trap. The pretty package, yes, on the outside, but what happens when you open it up? It's garbage. It's not right. It's filth. You see, strange men are also to be included as those to avoid, ladies. Men and women both can use flattery to do what? To seduce someone. Yes, men are usually the ones behind sexual harassment in the workplace. Certainly that is noted today, is it not? Look at Proverbs 7, verse 5. That they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger, which flattereth with her words. And again, that applies with men that are strange and flattering with their words. Yes, sir, it works both ways. You see, flattery is not acceptable to God. No, sir. And this is brought out in Mark chapter 12. You can see a situation here where one was using flattery with the Lord. Let's go now to Mark 12:13, beginning. And they sent unto him certain of the Pharisees and the Herodians to catch him in his words. And when they were come, they said unto him, Master, we know that thou art true, and carest for no man, for thou regardest not the person of men, but teachest the way of God in truth. See how they are buttering up our Lord and Savior? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? Shall we give or shall we not give? Now notice, but he, knowing their hypocrisy, said unto them, Why tempt ye me? Bring me a penny that I may see it. They brought it, and he saith unto them, Whose is this image and superscription? And they saith unto him, Caesar's. And Jesus answered, said unto them, Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Yes, Christ answered them appropriately, did he not? Of course he did. How many today, though, are allowing their fleshly desires to dictate their actions? Works of the flesh are listed in Galatians 5:19 through 21. Let us avoid those. Yes, that's unacceptable and strange. And here's something else that's unacceptable. Strange doctrines. Hebrews 13:9, Be not carried away with divers and strange doctrines. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Well, because there will be those who will try to lead us astray, this inspired warning must be heeded. And I emphasize must be heeded, because there are those who would lead us astray, and even though they have sugar dripping off their lips when they talk so nice and polite, and yet they're ravening wolves with their false teaching. You see, that's what we're warned about in Matthew 24:24 by our Lord. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, which shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they should deceive the very elect. Yes, Acts 20, verse 30. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Paul speaking about the elders in the Lord's church. Some will arise from that office speaking perverse things. And that certainly happened when you had men being elevated over the other elders and being called a bishop when the others were not, but yet they're all holding the office of a bishop. And you see what that led to? The formation of a false church, which is now we refer to the Catholic Church. You see, some shall depart from the faith. They came right out of the true church, formed a different church than the Lord had established. That's right. How many today are carried away by strange doctrines? Humanism, Hinduism, Islamist, Judaism, denominationalism. There's too many others to mention. But we need to stay with the truth, sound doctrine, not strange doctrine. Acts 17:11, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Are we studying the word of God daily? Are we searching out what others are saying about religion and doctrinal matters? Are we being sure that that's what the scriptures teach? We have a responsibility. Bob Hawkins can be wrong, but the Bible is always right. Don't take my word for it. Search out the scriptures and be sure that what I'm saying is coming from the Word of God. But let's get to acceptable worship, or acceptable things now, that are still called strange. Now, Luke 5, I want us to notice verse 26, and they were all amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. Well, what did they see? Well, and you go back to verse 18, and behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with a palsy. And they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, what reason ye in your hearts? Yes, whether it's easier to say thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say rise up and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy couch, and go into thy house. And that's what he did, wasn't it? He immediately rose up before them and took up that whereon he lay and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. Yes, Jesus, being God in the flesh, could forgive sins. Strange things can be seen throughout the Bible. How do we react to them? How many find it strange to march around Jericho for 7 days, for the priests to blow trumpets, for all the people to shout in order for the walls to fall down? Joshua 6. God said to do it. That's right. Captain Naaman thought at first it was strange to go and dip in the Jordan River 7 times, 2 Kings 5. God said to do it, and he finally did after his servant was doing the right thing to talk sense to him. The gospel is strange to many. Acts 17:20, for thou bringest certain strange things to our ears. We would know therefore what these things mean. Well, study Acts 17:16-21, and you can see where Paul was teaching the truth. It may seem strange. Yes, people today, that how many do not obey God's commands because they see them as being strange. Baptism, for example, singing without the use of mechanical instruments that we talked about earlier. But the point is, this is not strange to God. And God said to do it, to be baptized for the remission of our sins. Yes, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. What's difficult about that? Baptism doth also now save us. 1 Peter 3:21. Look at the examples of conversion in the book of Acts. singing, making melody where? In the heart. Singing with grace in the heart to the Lord. Singing. Yes, that's not difficult to understand that. A child can understand the difference between singing and playing. Here's another acceptable strange situation. Strange people. 1 Peter 4:4, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Christians are referred to as strange people because they do not do as the majority. Christianity is distinctive, set apart. That's the point. We must not be ashamed to live the Christian life. Of course not. 1 Peter 3:16, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse you your good conversation in Christ. Well, 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. That's right. Let's not think it strange. Yes. Yea, all that shall live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. We need to be prepared for it. How many members of the Lord's church have gone back into the world because they didn't want to be strange? Yes, that's sad. Tragic, is it not? To lose salvation because you don't want to be in a strange situation, that some people are thinking that way. But what does God know? It's not about what people think, it's about what God knows, is it not? The case, we should all say yes, that's right. Let's not go back into the world. Love not the things of the world, for there, that's Satan's domain. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, those are the things of the world. Yes, we need to love God and keep His commandments. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. So let's remember that what is strange to God is unacceptable. But what is commanded by God is often viewed by man as strange. So do we desire to please God or man? If we had time, we could go to John 12:42-43. Yes, some would not confess Christ because they were concerned about what others thought. Is it not strange that so many refuse to obey the gospel despite the Son of God having become flesh and dying for our sins? We need to hear the Word of God. We need to believe that Jesus is the Christ. We need to repent of our sins, make the good confession unto salvation, and be baptized, immersed under the water, contacting the precious blood of Christ that washes away our sins, and the Lord will add us to His body. We thank you so much for listening today.